This is the Wednesday Night War Podcast, Episode 0, An Introduction. All right, welcome to the Wednesday Night War Podcast, Episode 0, I guess. Introduction episode. Thanks for listening, if you are listening. I'm DJ.
I'm Brett.
And we're here to talk to you about the eventual Wednesday Night War. AEW versus WWE. Big announcement. Finally some wrestling competition on TV again. But before we get into all that, this is sort of our intro episode. You get to know us, why we're doing this, what we're going to do, who we like, what we like, and kind of go from there. So I just wanted to start saying, you know, both very big wrestling fans for a very long time. And kind of my fondest moment, fondest memories of wrestling were the Monday Night War. I was right in that wheelhouse, right in that sort of age group. That's what I remember the most. I liked wrestling before. I still like wrestling after. But that was sort of the main part for me. I was big into Dallas Page and sort of flipping back and forth. I remember very vividly when they told us that Mick Foley was going to win the championship and expected us to not switch the channel for some reason. So yeah, so that's sort of the catalyst behind this whole podcast was we came up with the idea to do this because it's a very similar feel to what's going on. Very similar, even wrestlers, really. I mean, you got, you know, WCW guys, you got Cody over there and Dustin and those kind of guys going up against Vince and his juggernaut trying to put some competition on TV. We're not really here to sort of take anybody down necessarily or bash or anything. We just want to talk about wrestling we love. Hopefully it's wrestling we love.
Praying it's wrestling that we love.
I mean, they both have a pretty good track record, right? AEW, admittedly, I'm not the biggest fan of, not the most excited for, but they put on some good shows.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I remember watching All In last year and it's been very impressed with a lot of the matchups. I mean, you know, they had some guys from New Japan like Kazuchika Okada, which, I mean, I'll be heads up right now. I'm very biased with New Japan.
Yeah,
I love New Japan. But, you know, it was very intriguing to see that, hey, you know what? Sold out 10,000 in however many minutes it was. It was a fun show. Enjoyed it. You know, just a little bit of background for both of us. I mean, we've been friends for, what, like 13 plus
long
years?
Time. Yeah,
something
sure.
like that.
Sure.
We love wrestling. You know, that's our goal here. We're not here to bury wrestling. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about stuff that we like. Will we talk about stuff that we don't like? Of course. That's just, it is.
Yeah.
That's wrestling cynicism, and everybody's a cynic when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah, I'm not interested in sort of burying anybody, but I'm also not interested in sugarcoating matches that aren't good.
Exactly.
Or wrestlers that have lost it.
Yeah, you know, we both...
Jericho.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, we... yeah, we both, you know, growing up, Monday Night Wars, that was, I mean, that hit my age bracket perfectly at the time. You know, I remember going to school wearing one day Austin 316 shirt, the next day NWO Wolfpack shirt. You know, may have gotten suspended because I told a teacher to suck it once. True story, not fun. But, you know, this is very similar to that. We're hoping, hey, I'd love to see AEW exceed. I really, really would. They have a lot of guys that I like. Jon Moxley, that's my guy. I'll be upfront about it. Loved him since the indies and everything. And, you know, we both came up, you know, watching mainstream wrestling, of course. As you branch out, you find out, you know, hey, what are the independents? And a lot of these guys that AEW have, it's like, you know, we saw them on the independents. Same thing with NXT, though, which I think that's mainly why we're very interested in talking about it. You know, NXT, I've been watching it really since they started on the network. Obviously, their track record speaks for itself at this point. They're putting out bangers of shows every time. So, you know, that's our goal here, though. It's just to, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the competition. Let's talk about what we like.
Yeah, you know, I haven't watched NXT in a long time. I used to. I just don't. I don't have the time for it. I'm going to make the time for it now. It's sort of, that's the other purpose behind this. It'll get me to watch wrestling again in that capacity instead of just watching the G1 or DVRing through Raw or SmackDown. It'll give me a chance to sit down and actually watch wrestling and some good wrestling. You know, I personally remember going to the early days, the 02s, 03s of Ring of Honor, and seeing a lot of those guys that are still there now. from, I don't know, Christopher Daniels, who was still around.
The Ageless Wonder.
Yeah. So I just remember that. So it's an interesting time for wrestling. You know, I like a lot of the people. I'm a huge Orange Cassidy fan.
Best in the world. There you go. I will not have Orange Cassidy slander. Please do not say a disparaging word about Orange Cassidy. I will find you, and we will have a conversation.
You know, big fan of Best Friends, all that kind of stuff. You know, as Jericho was one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
Love Jericho.
Loved him up to a very recent point. Yes. I wouldn't say that I don't love him now. It's a strained relationship at this point.
It's a different reinvention of Jericho that, you know, some people love it, but hey, that's all right. That's what wrestling is.
Yeah.
Find stuff that you like. Stop watching stuff that you don't like.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I don't understand the watching stuff or talking about stuff you don't like. Just kind of, let's talk about what we like, and we'll talk about stuff we don't like on there, but I'm not going to hate on anything. That's not my purpose.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I don't know what else is going on. We're going to sort of give you a little bit of preview episodes before we're ready to go. We're going to have, like, week one out to sort of line up with the first week that they're both on Wednesdays.
Yep.
And kind of track it that way, one through week, however long it lasts.
Hopefully forever.
Hopefully forever. And, you know, that way we can sort of get into ratings and who did what and just kind of compare the shows head to head. What matches were better, what matches weren't, who had the better overall show, and kind of see where the ebbs and flows are. You know, NXT has all this momentum, has, you know, the years behind it. The roster is still really good, and now they're going to let this sort of showcase the whole thing. It's a pretty big deal. You know, as a show on regular TV, it's really going to get bumped up conceivably, right? I mean, it's going to have to become a television show, not just a network show. Whatever that means, good or bad.
You know, going up to 2 hours, and now Vince is going to sink his claws into it. And I just hope that, you know, we can keep it true to what NXT is and how much it's grown, and not, you know, put, I don't know, Goldberg in the main event at Full Sail, pal.
I mean, that, you know, who knows what's going to happen there. Hopefully it stays true to form. You know, jumping up, taking a wrestling show and adding an hour to it does not have the best track record.
No,
but you know, but we'll see. You know, we're also two people that will sit down and watch 4 hours of New Japan for no reason at all, not blink. So
I have a very, tendency of not sleeping and waking up at, you know, 5 a.m. during the G1. Not that, you know, that's a bad thing because I love it, but, you know, that's what we're here for. Again, you know, we love professional wrestling. We're not here to shit on it. Like we said before, are we going to be critical of things? Of course, who's not? We're professional wrestling fans.
Yeah.
We're assholes. That's what we are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to tell you. We're not interested in the Twitter wars or who hates who or who's beefing with who outside of a professional wrestling angle, if you will.
That's right, brother.
Brother. But, that's sort of what we're looking to do. Just have fun with it. You know, we love wrestling, so let's see if these wars end up being something.
Let's go, baby. Professional wrestling, motherfucker.
I don't know what else there is to say in this little intro episode other than keep listening. I hope you click and subscribe and stick with us. We're actually probably the only two people on the planet who haven't had a podcast before.
Yeah, which is real fucked up because obviously we've been watching wrestling since we're kids and we listen to wrestling podcasts like it's going out of style.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, we finally were like, you know what? Let's do this shit.
Yeah, I've been on a few random ones that my friends have. And I don't know, just figured we'd start this. It's a good time to start it, right? Because, you know, at this point, everybody has a podcast, so we're not going to stand out at all. So that's a really good time to start stuff. But, you know, the world's flooded with wrestling podcasts. The world's flooded with all podcasts, really. But we'll give it a shot and see if we can make something out of just these two shows, which is, I guess, that's a good point, too. That's all we're going to be covering.
Yeah.
NXT and AEW, head-to-head, that's it. You know, maybe eventually down the line we end up hitting special episodes for the big ones, for your WrestleManias, your Wrestle Kingdoms, does TNA have a big show? I guess just any time TNA gets more than 30 listener viewers.
I exclusively watch on Twitch.
There you go. But, yeah, so just going to be, you know, if you want to keep listening, it's going to be AEW versus WWE or versus NXT, I guess. Same difference. And kind of see what's going on. So go to iTunes, right? That's how everybody's going to be listening to this thing.
Imagine.
And click subscribe. Give us a shot. hopefully as we go on, the quality will be better, and when I learn how to work this podcast machine, that'll be better too, and we'll, you know, kind of go from there. Follow us on social media. There's a Twitter, Wednesday Night War Pod. There's a Facebook, the same thing. We'll be pushing them all over the place. I'll have something up on Podbean. I think that's a thing.
Yeah, and as we'll go, we'll give you our personal Twitters you could follow and listen to our random nonsense and, you know.
Yeah, it depends on how much we bury people on here. If I want to give out my personal stuff and then come attacking me.
Yeah, fucking no follow me if you want. I don't care. I'll bury you.
But yeah, so that's, I think that's a pretty good intro, right?
I think we're good to go. We got it. In the words of a wise, no, I can't talk. Whatever. Pro wrestling. Let's go.